The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Beloved souls, I am Orion. And I come because you have spoke of me and are curious about me. And my friends who come with me. As I have indicated, we inhabit a different planet than yours. And yet, we are very similar to you in as much as we have a human form and have a soul as you have a soul. So therefore our goals and aspirations are similar. We wish to express our full potentials as individual souls. We wish to be in light, to be close to God. These things you also wish to aspire towards and work towards in your daily efforts. Our great advantage is that when we are born upon our planet, the human condition, as you call it, does not exist. It is an advanced and light-filled place that is in harmony with God's laws, in harmony with God. And so we evolve easily into a high spiritual condition because of this. And we follow the laws as you do and seek for the great blessing of divine love within our souls. This each of us must do, as it is the law of creation, that each soul to be awakened in the great gift of divine love, as you call it, must come with your individual desire and prayer. And yet this love is so thick in the atmosphere of our planet that it is easily obtained, and it is a powerful influence upon everything that we do. We are not held back by mental blockages and doubts and error, as are you, my beloved friends. We are in harmony always. And we seek harmony always. And this is why our beloved brother, Jesus, whom we know well, has come to us to ask for our assistance with your continued growth and evolution as a species. For this also is a law, that those of greater light help those of lesser light. And so we come to help all of you upon this planet. It is surprising to us to see the different gradations of spiritual conditions and light, not only upon your planet, but within the spheres of spirit, which we readily perceive. To see how so many must struggle from a very limited perspective and condition towards light. This we do not experience in our life. And because we are in such great harmony with God's laws and with the planet which we inhabit, we live much longer than you in the flesh. several hundred years is our natural lifespan upon our planet. And yes, we come to you by projecting our spirit bodies to wherever and whatever place we wish to travel to. And so we are here in our spirit bodies with full soul faculties and spirit faculties awakened and alive. Thus, we are the equivalent of your angel friends, as you call them. We have been transformed, and this happens quickly in our life, from mortal to immortal, from a soul unawakened to a soul awakened. This comes because the atmosphere, our upbringing, our experiences in our environment all lead towards this awakening of the soul. And so we are truly in harmony with all of those things that you aspire towards, my beloved friends. And we are in great communication and collaboration with the celestial angels of Earth. And there are many other celestials on other planets. There is indeed a great collaboration between them. For when one is in such an exalted condition with faculties and abilities that reflect a soul awakened, purified, and transformed by the essence of God, then these things are possible and are expressed easily amongst the celestials of the universe. And so we have made great effort to make ourselves known to you. And we thank this instrument to allow this to be so, and others upon your earth who are aware of us and are communicating with us. This is part of God's plan to awaken humanity, that humanity may have the greater vision beyond the limited thinking and perspective of the earthly plane to that of a much higher perspective and wider understanding of life. So much we can share, beloved souls. And we do so not because we wish to exact a price for this, or that we will take something from you or of you in order for this to be given. This is not the way God has designed his universe. Rather, it is a free flow of truth, a free flow of love, a free flow of caring and ministering to others. And so we relish this opportunity to assist you all, to be your helpers, to do so in conjunction with your angel friends, so that all is one, all is seamless in its light and truth and blessings as God's instruments in the world and in the universe. We can do much for you, but it requires receptivity, an open mind, an open soul, that you may not carry fear or doubt, suspicion. Rather, to have wonder and inclusiveness and an open mind that allows the idea of such an existence as ours to be possible. And in this way, we can offer practical and spiritual assistance to you all. And we will do so, provided you are wishing for this to be. And so we will step forward into your universe, into your world, in hopes of adding greater light, adding greater upliftment and truth to you. And in time, we will manifest upon your earth when there is a great need. And this time is coming, as you have been told, and we foresee, and others foresee, this time, which is fast approaching. We will be with you in support in many ways. And we will make great effort to help you realign, recalibrate, recommit to a world that is of greater light, greater harmony, and closer to God. We will teach, we will bring ways and means that will make your life easier, yet in balance with the natural world that you live in. We will add to your lives in many ways. But that is coming. That is coming when the time is right, when God deems it possible and opens the gates to our efforts and our light and our sharing with you. In the meantime, we will pray with you. We will join with you in these beautiful times communing with God. And we are happy to do so, and happy that you invite us to do so. We thank you for your invitation. We thank you for your delight, your curiosity, and your desire to know us better. And so I have given you some information about us, sharing some of our presence and our desires to be present with you and to assist you in light. And as your celestial friends say, may God bless you deeply within your souls with the great gift of the Father's love. For this is what binds the universe together in the higher ways of the universe. It is the power of God's love that makes so much possible, that transforms the universe from merely a material, solid thing to something multidimensional, beautiful, and wondrous to behold. Love is the power, the glory, and the light which we live by, which we express, which gives us all that we are able to express and manifest on the material plane. May God bless you, my beloved and new friends. Keep you in this light. Keep you with peace, with love, with truth. Thank you. I am Orion. May God bless you. I am Jesus. I come to assure you that our beloved friend is indeed who he says he is, and that he does bring light and truth and love in his being, that in every way he is our equal, in every way he is synchronized and in harmony with us and the efforts that are being made to awaken humanity to truth, light, and love. So we welcome this assistance, this presence of light in our world, for we are in great need, are we not, of all that can be given to awaken humanity and heal this world of the disruptions and disharmonies that exist. And so much will come to assist. The power of prayer does not just go to God, but it reverberates through the universe. And many souls who are attuned and whose souls are awakened hear these prayers and calls for assistance and for light, and so they are drawn. We are extremely blessed to have these friends, and there will be others to come. Beloved souls, may we all be unified with the one great desire and wish to have harmony upon the earth, that love may reign supreme within every soul, that truth and harmony may be truly expressed upon this earthly plane. May God bless you in your efforts to do so, beloved brothers and sisters. I am with you always. I am with you in all of this. I am with you. God bless you, beloved souls. My love is with you always. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.